There are 17 community partnership schools statewide, a collaboration of the Children's Home Society and the University of Central Florida. The omnibus SB 7070 includes a provision that would fund the planning and implementation of more such schools. And as it happened, the bill came up as three students from the first community school in Florida were working as pages in the chamber. Senator David Simmons, who backs SB 7070, introduced them.
We're fortunate today, very fortunate today, to have three Senate pages with us from Evans High School.
Brandon Lewis is headed to Florida State University, Kalen Bronson to Florida A&M. Sarah Bienemy is a junior in Evans's International Baccalaureate Program. All are 17.
Brandon has taken full advantage of the mentorship opportunities, which helped because of a lack of positive male role models, which led to a challenged childhood. With one brother in prison and one brother murdered, he sought a mentor through Children's Home Society of Florida. He also utilizes the health care facilities that are available to students, teachers, and the community.
Lewis's mother is Haitian and speaks little English. As a young boy, he lost one brother to a violent death in a robbery, the other to a 35-year prison term.
It kind of led me to a path of trouble. And I was doing things I shouldn't have been doing, but, you know, just when I got to high school, I wanted to do better. To see my mother break down the court, because I was a student who went to jail, and I was also on probation and for 3 years. And when I went to court, I had to see my mom break down and actually say I lost my last boy.
But Lewis found mentors at Evans. Now he's working two internships at the nonprofit radio station 98.5 FM and with a commercial real estate firm. With the station, he's traveled to Ghana, West Africa, and China.
And when I just went to Africa, it just made me reminded me like, yo, my mom came here for opportunity. And a lot of people around the world don't have opportunities. They don't have the ability to create opportunity for themselves. So in the village, it's like, my boss is an economic development chief. He's not even from Africa. He's from Michigan. And just to see somebody go internationally and create change there and create change in Florida, and that kind of inspired me.
Sarah Bienemy, who plans to become an orthopedic surgeon, has also been inspired by her week as a Senate page.
Yeah, I do want to go into the medical field, of course, but being here has made me want to help the community know more about Florida, actually want to stay here in the future and help out, because it would be a really great opportunity.
And FAMU-bound Kalen Bronson wants to be an attorney. She's been involved with the Student Government Association and Student Leadership Council at Evans. And now a week at the Capitol is putting ideas in her head.
It's just been a big eye-opener of how the legislature actually works. So,
can you see yourself up here someday?
I actually could.
Graduation rates at Evans went from 64% in 2010-2011 to 88% last year. And next month, Brandon Lewis will graduate from Evans and become the first member of his family to attend college. Many lawmakers support the community schools and say they'd like to back them, but oppose too many other provisions of Senate Bill 7070 to vote for the measure. I'm Margie Menzel.